Masechet Makot Perek Aleph Mishnah Yod. Mishnah says, Mish Nigmar Dino Ubarach. If somebody was sentenced to death by the Bet Din outside of Eretz Yisrael, and then he ran away before he was executed, Ubalifne Oto Bet Din, and he was caught, and they brought him back in front of the same Bet Din, but that Bet Din now moved to Eretz Yisrael. It was the same Dayanim, judges, but now they moved to Israel. We say, En Sotrin Et Dino, the judges do not reconsider the case. They don't reopen it and try and find the reason to acquit him. They execute him right away when they find him. We could learn from here, since they were the people who convicted him, they're not going to change their decision. But if the man who was guilty by the ruling of a Bet Din and then ran away and he went to a different court in Eretz Yisrael, they would reopen the case, because the fact that he got to Eretz Yisrael brings zechut to a person, brings him merit, and that merit may cause the Dayanim to find a way to call him innocent. But in a case where the criminal is recaptured and brought to another Bet Din outside of Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah tells us, Kol makom she'amdu shenayim ve'yomeru, in any situation where they capture the murderer and they bring him to a Bet Din outside of Yerushalayim, and two witnesses get up and they say, Me'idin anu be'ish peloni, shenigmar dino be'bet dino shel peloni. We're going to stand up and testify that this man was sentenced to die, and they name the Bet Din, and the Bet Din of this rabbi, of this Av Bet Din, the head of the Bet Din, Uploni Uploni Aidav, and they name the witnesses who gave the testimony, and he was convicted by Hare Ze Yehareg. We kill the person right away based on the verdict of the other court and the testimony that is happening over here. Since you're still in the Galut, you're in the exile, there's no extra zechut, there's no extra merit, and therefore there would be no reason to assume that if they reopened the case, they'd come to a different conclusion. The death penalty, capital punishment, can only be given by a court known as the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin were Batid Din that had 23 judges, Dayanim. The Mishnah here is going to tell us, Sanhedrin oheget ba'aretz ubchutz la'aretz. That Sanhedrin could function both in Israel and outside of Israel. There were courts in every city in Eretz Israel that would deal with these types of cases, and also in the Gola, in the exile, in other countries, judges would be there in different countries. They had the authority to bring the death penalty in all of these places, but only when the Bet Din HaGadol, the great Bet Din in Yerushalayim on Har HaBayit, was functioning in there, the court of 71 judges that sat in the Bet HaMikdash, only when they were sitting there was their power to all of the other Sanhedrin of 23 to bring those laws. That Bet Din on Har HaBayit stopped sitting around 40 years before the destruction of Bayit Sheni, of the second Bet HaMikdash, and from then on there has been no death penalty in the Jewish halacha. The Torah tells us that we bring the death penalty in order to punish people and also to serve as a deterrent to people not to commit these different averot and crimes, but the Bet Din does whatever they can. They try very hard to avoid putting people to death. Sanhedrin horeget ehad b'shavua nikret hovlanit. Sanhedrin that kills somebody every 7 years is called a destroyer, since it's the job of the Sanhedrin to do everything they can to acquit, to find a way that a person should not be found guilty. If they are finding people guilty more than every seven years, which is a very long time, but still, they're not doing their job correctly and they're not investigating properly and they're being a little bit quick to kill people. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer, Ehad l'shivim shana. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, the Sanhedrin should not be given the death penalty more than once every 70 years. So he goes much further and says, we really try to never ever execute somebody. We do everything to avoid it. Rabbi Tarfon v'Rabbi Akiva omrim, Ilu hayinu b'Sanhedrin, lo neherag adam me'olam, says Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. If we would have been on the Sanhedrin when they were dealing with these types of cases, they were on the Bet Din or the Sanhedrin later on, after the Bet Din stopped giving the death penalty, they said, if we were dealing with it, no person would ever be executed. We would ask the witnesses questions that would be almost impossible for them to answer, and that would make their testimony invalid, and the person on trial would not be put to death. For example, they said they would ask the Edim, how do you know that there was no internal injury when that person got shot, for example, or stabbed? Maybe he was going to die anyway because he was a terefa. He had an internal injury and he was going to die anyway. And the Ed has no way of answering that. The witness, he has no way of knowing what's going on inside of a person's body, but that would invalidate the testimony, and therefore they would not put the accused murderer to death. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Af hen marbin shofched damim b'Yisrael, says Rashbag, this opinion that we never put people to death, that's increasing the number of murderers amongst the Jewish people. If people had a deterrent, leman yishmeu beyira'u, if they had a little bit of fear in them, they would be afraid to commit murder. And therefore, even though we're hesitant to carry out the death penalty often, we do carry it out when necessary. So he disagrees with the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva.